Hey folks, thank you very much and welcome to another episode of one of our podcast adventures. I'm Skip and today we're diving into the thrill of exploring all the incredible regions of Costa Rica, and there are so many of them. Whether you may be a beach lover, a mountain trekker, or somebody who just loves stumbling upon hidden gems like a waterfall, this country has something for you. So grab your sun hat, your hiking boots, or maybe just a strong cup of Costa Rican coffee, and let's go. Well, let's start with the beaches. On the Pacific side, you've got Manuel Antonio, where jungle meets white sand and curious white-faced capuchin monkeys might just steal your snacks. That's happened many times before. Tamarindo up north, well, it's perfect for surfers and sunset lovers, while the Nicoya Peninsula, a little bit further south, especially Santa Teresa, has that laid-back vibe perfect for yoga retreats and beach bonfires. And don't forget all the way over to the Caribbean side. Puerto Viejo is where reggae beats and turquoise waves set the perfect backdrop for an unforgettable trip. Whether you're catching a wave, snorkeling on coral reefs, or just sipping a cold coconut water, Costa Rica's coastlines will keep you smiling. Now, if you're craving fresh mountain air and stunning views, head up to Monteverde Cloud Forest. Wow! This paradise is home to hanging bridges, zip lining adventures, and some of the most biodiverse forests in the world. A little farther east, Arenal Volcano, it stands tall with its hot springs, waterfall hikes, and endless adventure tours. Imagine soaking in a natural thermal pool after a long hike. Well, that's paradise. Costa Rica isn't just about the beaches and the mountains. Its rainforests are pure magic. In the Osa Peninsula, way down in the southern zone, Corcovado National Park is home to jaguars, scarlet macaws, any other wildlife that you can imagine. It's there, more than you can count. Way up in the northeastern side, on the Caribbean side again, Tortuguero National Park, the rivers and canals, they make you feel like you stepped into a tropical safari. You want to see sea turtles nesting under the moonlight? Well, Tortuguero's the place. And then there's the small towns all over Costa Rica, the coffee plantations in the Central Valley, the street markets where you find mangoes and handmade crafts. Whether it's the vibrant city life of San Jose, the peaceful charm of Gracia, or a roadside soda anywhere in the country serving up the best gajo pinto you've ever had, Costa Rica is always having a surprising wait for you. The best part of exploring Costa Rica, well, no matter where you go, the Pura Vida lifestyle is alive and well. Every new adventure, every new view, every new friend you make, it all adds to the magic of this incredible country. So whether you're planning a trip or lucky enough to live here, get out there and explore. And I appreciate your joining me on this Pura Vida adventure. It's only 3 or 4 minutes of your time. Keep in mind that we do have a podcast series with close to 400 episodes that we break it down every inch of Costa Rica. We talk about from sea turtles to jaguars, to toucans, to the life here, everything we talk about Costa Rica and the Pura Vida lifestyle. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, keep embracing the adventure because there are many.